Well, it was a positive day on our local equity markets, with the All Share Index closing up 1.28%. The key drivers on the day appeared to be SA Inc. companies, the likes of your financial and retail counters. The local currency is trading around 14.69 against the US dollar, 16.36 against the euro, and 18.52 against the British pound. To break down what's been going on the markets, local and global, I've got David Shapira on the line. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, as always. How are you?
Hi, battling. I don't like markets that don't go up.
Well, ours went up. How's the rest of the world doing?
Not okay. I'm a little disappointed in the U.S. You know, it started off better, but seems to be giving up its gains now. It's not building. There's no conviction behind a kind of turnaround that we're seeing now. You know, maybe people are getting used to the uncertainty in global markets, particularly with trade tensions, not only with China and the U.S., but also with the U.S. and Europe. You know, there doesn't seem to be any headway. But I think against that, I think slowly investors are getting a little, a little tense and worried about how this is all going to unfold. And I'm concerned that the downtrend that we've seen the last few days might start to gather momentum. And I'm hoping for something. We need some good economic data or something alternative to trade talk that kind of turns things around. It's not the earnings season and economic data. I know we're expecting job numbers next week and so on. Just hoping something comes that just gives people a little more confidence. So it's a very wishy-washy, difficult market to get a handle on.
Yeah, and your analysis of our local market, why are we seeing, you know, the lights being shot out today on the market?
it's a mystery, but I'll take it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna challenge it. Just, you know, you mentioned the rand, and what's worrying me as well is that the rand starting to go into that negative territory as well, and that could be more because of the dollar. The rand 14.72. We thought that for the cabinet announcement there might be some upside in the rand. In other words, an improvement.
Apparently, there was initially, wasn't there? There was
initially, But I think local buyers coming in, I think picking up stocks, particularly in financials, that seems to be where perceived value is. But right across the board, we had some pretty hefty gains. Again, I'm going to say this, what worries me a little bit is that there's not that conviction. And why I say that is that if you look at the volume or value figures, not great, you know, around about 16 billion, most of which again is all in Naspers, about, you know, almost 20% of the market's in Naspers. So same pattern taking place. We're not seeing the demand for other companies coming. The only ones that I see on a regular basis, two of them is First Rand and Standard Bank, every day among up there with the volumes. Not Naspers, but still very, very strong interest in those two stocks.
So one of the things that President Cyril Ramaphosa promised at a Goldman Sachs investor day, where they were having meetings, privately, and also, you know, President Ramaphosa did speak while the media was there very briefly. And what he basically said that was he was going to appoint a cabinet that was fit for the purpose of ensuring that it would help to cultivate an environment that was conducive to growth. Did you get that feeling when you looked at the cabinet makeup? Were you feeling bouncy and happy?
You know them better than I do. I don't know some of the new entrants all that well. I mean, I'm happy with Tito. I'm happy that Pravin Gordhan's still there, but You know what the first thing they need to tackle, and I think the one area that would give the market comfort would be Eskom. You know, if they could lay out their plans now for that,
yes.
I think that's what's worrying everyone. We also saw recently the Astral story with water, and I think those are the issues that could switch things around. And the sooner they do it, I think the better it's going to be. you know, grab it now while we're still making headlines,
yes,
global headlines. I think this is a time, not 3 weeks down the line or a month or two, where everybody's moved on to some other issue. I think, you know, while world attention is here, looking at the cabinet, analyzing it, I think one must make some very, very strong statements on that. But there's a long, there are a lot of issues, you know, that we have to overcome in order to fulfill what he's promised.
Of course. Look, whilst it was a positive day on the local markets, particularly for the likes of retailers and financials, I understand that Mr. Price was down 2.4% on the day. Any particular reason for that?
Results coming out tomorrow. But I don't know whether that's a prelude or somebody knows something that we don't know. I think to give you an understanding, we haven't, the results that have been coming out recently haven't been good. You know, most of them have been negative. The apparel retailer that has really shone has been Fashini. And when you go through their numbers in greater detail, you'll see mainly because they've modernized the whole way that they market things. They use data. They're using the Zara model of manufacturing a lot more stuff locally, you know, to get it onto the shelves quicker, have less stock. But I'm not sure how Mr. Price is going to shape up, because generally the numbers that we're getting on the consumer side haven't been that enthralling, have been very, very difficult. And that applies to a whole host of businesses that we're getting out. You know, today we had Nampak, we had Life Healthcare, negative numbers. Yesterday, Famous Brands, Pepco also. So consumer under pressure. So I think maybe the market's just anticipating things might not be that great.
All right then, David. We're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend and speak to you next week.
I will.
Okay, super. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.